K-Rock 955, this is the wash up thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer, of course, out on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Adrian and Amanda Williams and all the team out there, thanks for your support of the wash up and local football across the Geelong region. Geelong District Football League yesterday, absolute thriller down at Eastern Reserve, and we shouldn't have been surprised because actually four of the last six meetings between these two clubs have been decided by 6 points or less, dating back to 2016. Geelong West 11-7-73 over Winchelsea 10-12-72. Coach of the Giants, Andrew Clark, good enough to join us. Andrew, congratulations on the win. Take us through the final few moments of that one where you had to dodge a bit of a bullet at the end of the game.
Yeah, g'day Tom. Probably the last 5 minutes was pretty tense footy. We had the ball in our forward line and just really locked it in and, yeah, got away with a win, which was nice for a change.
Yeah, I believe Trent McClure from Winch might have had a shot on the siren or after the siren to potentially win the game.
Yeah, he took a mark. Oh, he was probably 45, 50 out and the siren went, yeah, and he had a shot, which luckily for us fell a bit short. So made it for the last minute even a bit more tense.
Were you resigned to when he had the shot that you potentially at best you were only going to end up with a draw?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought he'd probably struggle from where he was that far out, but yeah, we thought worst case, if it gets knocked through, we'll walk away with a draw, which probably would have been a fitting result in the end, the way both teams went about it yesterday, but we were more than happy to take the 4 points in the end.
What is it about clashes between Winch and West, as I mentioned, four games decided by 6 points or less over your last five meetings? Thankfully, the last couple you've been on the right side of the ledger.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, Tom. I think like we've both got pretty young sides that play pretty attacking footy, pretty much the same way, the way we go about it, our press on the footy. So I think both playing that way makes it pretty tight to score. So I think that's probably put it down to something like that. But, yeah, I don't know what it would be. It's nice to play against Brendan and his team anyway, so it was good to get another win against him.
Big game next week, of course. It's hard not to look forward because it's basically an elimination final for your boys. Is that the way you look at it? You're a game behind fifth place Bannockburn and a chunk of percentage as well. If you were to lose that, you'd be two out, and percentage with five to play would make it very tough. You're treating just about every game as an elimination final from here?
Yeah, pretty much, Tom. We spoke about that yesterday, that we had to get against Winch, and straight after the game, the focus was straight on to Bannockburn for next week. And like you said, if we lose next week, sort of two games and percentage with only five to play, it's going to be hard to make up that ground. So we've just got to treat, like you said, every game now is an elimination final for us in the position we're in. So hopefully, you know, we played well against Bannockburn the first time around. Learned a few things and we've got a few different players now playing for us. So hopefully we can turn that round into a win next weekend.
Yep. Steve Owen's name got mentioned during the week. didn't play, but have you any further advance with him potentially pulling on a Giants jumper?
Look, probably not at this stage. He's probably 50-50 whether he'll play. We'll probably know more in the next week where he's at, whether he plays this year or not. He's pretty keen to go around next year. So we'll just probably play it by ear next week, and then with the bye, he might end up playing the last five games. So that's just something we've just got to sit down and we'll have another talk next week with him and just see where he's at and everything. But probably at this stage, it's probably 50-50 whether he'll play this year or not.
Okay. Could it be dependent on the result next week? If you're still alive, beat Bannockburn?
Yeah, look, I think if we happen to beat Bannockburn we're really a live chance, that might go a long way towards whether he plays the last five games or not. Yeah, probably good call.
Talking about next year, you're out of contract at the end of the year. Have discussions started about you continuing on for a third season?
Yeah, look, I've had a couple of discussions over the last 3 or 4 weeks with the club and that, and we're pretty close to hopefully having an announcement in the next week or so.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job, Clarkie. It's a great turnaround from a club that went 0-18 back in 2016 to now be a legitimate finals contender and a big game next week. Really looking forward to getting out to West Oval and having a look at that one between yourselves and the Tigers on Saturday afternoon. Great to catch up with you. Well done on sneaking past the line against Winchelsea again, and we look forward to talking to you, hopefully, come around finals time.
Yep, thanks very much. Appreciate that, Tom.